Greetings, everyone. One of the highest mountain passes in Colorado is called Loveland Pass. It sits about 50 miles west of Denver, and it's high above everything else. It got its name from William Loveland, who was president of the Colorado Central Railroad. But when you stand in Loveland's Pass and you look out at all of the beauty, you don't think of Bill Loveland. Rather, in seeing all this beauty, one cannot help but to think of Almighty God, the God that created Loveland's Pass, the God who created the mountains and all that is within them. And as we heard in today's gospel, that God who not only created such things, but who loves the world so very much. From that point on earth, high above all else, love is not difficult. In fact, it comes forth naturally, flooding the mind and the heart as you look upon this scene of nature, as you experience beauty. I call that to mind on this Trinity Sunday for several reasons. Because God himself is love. God himself is this Trinity of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He not only loves, but he is love. And he's in the business of sharing himself, of pouring out his love, not only upon our land, but upon all of creation, and particularly upon each and every one of us. And that love, which is God, has such great power. We see that power of God in the first reading as God meets Moses on Mount Sinai. It's there that God comes down and he reveals his plan to pass over his people into the promised land. Of course, that reaches its fulfillment not in Moses, but in Jesus himself, as we see God not just passing over his people, but being one with, enabling us to pass through with him, redeeming and uniting us to himself. And as we know, Jesus would eventually pour himself out for us, his blood and his very self poured upon our earth. And that gift of God, that gift of God's love, is made present to us in this Eucharist. And to be back in church today to receive him is such a beautiful gift. You know, about couple weeks into the quarantine, I was ready to get out. I visited my mom and dad in their home, and that morning, I celebrated Mass at the dining room table. My mom said, "You know, this is like our first communion." And I said, "Well, it is." And today, as people come back to church and receive the Eucharist once again into their bodies, God with us, God in us, it would be worth us to call to mind that God makes a way. Throughout these weeks, I've heard the expression, "This too will pass." Fair enough. And that might bring some consolation, but so often when we wait for things to pass, we're just waiting, waiting, waiting. And you know, eventually we can wait our lives away. On this Trinity Sunday, we call to mind that not only will this pass, but we call to mind that God is passing through us. That love makes a way in us, and we are called to be with him. Our life in him and with him, baptized, we can know God's peace. And how important that is, You don't need me to tell you today that there are major need for God's peace in our world. That there are big mountains, big problems that we experience. And coronavirus, as big as that is not the biggest. But believing in God, finding himself in us, finding ourselves in him, we can experience hope. We can experience peace. I close today with the words that Paul shared with the people of Corinth. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and in you.